Ollie Horgan, first thing I have to say to you, well done tonight. That was an excellent performance, and it puts you back very much in contention.
Yeah, look, it's a crazy league, you know. It's very hard to predict results. You know, on Monday, we got beaten, and well beaten by Longford Town, and everybody maintained that we're a brutal side. You know, tonight we went 2-1 in Galway, first time we've won here in years, and all of a sudden we're a great side again. We're neither. And, you know, look, you don't know where this table is going to go. Like, you know, it's you know, people have to be patient, and the supporters out there tonight for us are absolutely excellent. Regardless of winning the game, they're excellent, you know. Even that nil-all, they were excellent. And they're the kind of people we need, you know, and the people to back the lads that are there, especially the younger lads. I've been saying that for ages, and people are probably sick of the tired of me, but people are very, very easy to criticise them, criticise people in the club. And while it's only one victory, and we need a hell of a lot to try and stay in the top half of the division, it's a serious, serious league. And I think Monday proved that against Longford. We play UCD next Friday, and they're top of the table for a reason, you know. But God knows where this table will go. And I mean, while Galway are down tonight, you know, it turns around in bits and pieces each week. It's very difficult to predict who wins what.
You had to deal with a bit of pressure from going out at the start, but you then took control. I mean, Jesse Devers' goal was just reward for the amount of work that you put in. Though Mark Timlins might have had a little bit of good fortune about it. You know, it was still vital given the timing of it.
Yeah, I think probably looking at it now, the time that we won the game was in the last 20 minutes of the first half, where to be fair to Galway, they had loads of set pieces. I think Alan Murphy hit the crossbar, and had they got back in at 1-1, I think it would have been a different story. The second goal was vital, and while we were hanging on when Gary Shannon hit in the second half, and the goal then at the end in injury time, I mean, we needed the second goal. But look, they're fine margins. You know, Galway will be disappointed. We were disappointed here a year ago. We lost in the last minute goal from Finney Tharty. And look, you know, it tends to even itself over the season. But look, it's just one more game for us. We're not going to get too carried away. We didn't get too down on Monday, despite what maybe other people did. And we certainly won't be getting carried away here. We have a massive game against UCD. And then we go to Cabinteely, which is a savage game as well. Like, you know what I mean? So it's a serious, serious league. And I don't think some people want to admit that, but it is.
You mentioned UCD. I mean, that's a huge game next Friday night now before the summer break, but it's at home.
They're all huge games. You know what I mean? Like, they're massive. Cabinteely away is a massive game. You know, the Galway at home or away is a massive game. They're all savage games. And it looks like anybody can beat anyone in it, like, you know, and that's the way it went tonight. The little bit of luck went away tonight. It probably didn't go away a year ago, if you like, in when we lost the last minute winner from Vinny. And look, we move on. You know, it's relentless, Mike. And it's tough going, and I think people need to be patient.